the podcast from Belmont Chapel in Exeter, sharing the story, living the life. For more information, go to belmontchapel.org.uk.
Good morning, Belmont. My name is Simon. I'm one of the leaders here at the church. Thank you so much for tuning in and being with us for this Harvest Sunday. Now, harvest is a great time just to stop and remember that ultimately everything we have is a gift from God. Now, I know that for a lot of you, next week is back to school. So it's my guess that perhaps last week you were spending time labelling or naming a whole load of your stuff in preparation for going back to school. Perhaps you or your parents were writing in pencil cases, lunchboxes, uniform, PE kit, equipment, whatever it may be, your name, such that you know and everyone else knows that this is your stuff. That's my pencil case. That's my calculator. That's my sandwich. When we write our names in stuff, we say to ourselves and more importantly, everyone else, that's mine. That's my stuff. Perhaps for the grown-ups, we might think of my house, my money, my car, my TV. But Harvest reminds us deep down, at the root of it all, there's no such thing as mine. Everything belongs to God. The Bible says it this way. He himself gives to mankind life, breath, and everything. And you'll be hard-pressed to find anything outside of those categories. Today, we want to take a look at growing in gratitude to God and growing in our generosity to others. And we're going to do that by taking a look at the Bible together, as we do week by week here at Belmont. Our passage this morning is 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verses 6 to 15. So if you need to find a Bible or you need to turn your Bible on, now would be the time to do that. Now, this book, the Bible, is full of seemingly impossible commands. And today, we've got another one. Let me try these out on you. Rejoice always. Don't be afraid. Give cheerfully. Heard those before? Well, it's the last of those, give cheerfully, that we're going to find in our passage this morning. Today, we're going to take a look at the portrait of a cheerful giver from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6. To 15, or as the Greek would have it, someone who's giving is hilaros, hilaros, hilarious. Someone who's giving is happy and fun and life-giving. We're going to take a look at that this morning. Now, here's what you need to know before we dive in. This is written by the Apostle Paul. He's writing to encourage churches to give. He's writing to encourage churches to give to the struggling church in Jerusalem. They weren't struggling spiritually, they were struggling materially. They had lack, they had need. And this generous collection was going to demonstrate the connectedness of the church across the world in those first years after Jesus was risen and ascended. In much the same way that we might give today to the persecuted church to show our connectedness with the church across the globe. Well, let's take a look now at 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 to 15. Let's read together. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you've decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God's able to bless you abundantly so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you'll abound in every good work. As it's written, they freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You'll be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanksgiving to God. Because of the service by which you've proved yourselves, Others will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ and for your generosity in sharing with them and everyone else. And in their prayers for you, their heart will go out for you because of the surpassing grace of God he's given you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Well, we just glimpsed there a portrait of a cheerful giver, someone who sows generously, verse 6, someone who scatters willingly, verses 7 and 9, someone who just brings a bit of levity and a bit of fun to their giving. Who do you think of when you think of a cheerful giver? Now, my mind is immediately drawn to a church just outside Plymouth called Plimstock Chapel. I was due to speak on their weekend away a couple of years back, and it was going to be in the middle of Dartmoor. Friday came round. I was due there Friday evening, and Friday morning on my way to work, my car broke down. My beautiful red Renault Clio kaput. And it was bad news. It needed a new clutch. Well, all of that would have to wait until the following week because I was due on this weekend away. Fortunately, someone from the church could swing by and pick me up and took me off on this weekend away. We had a great time together. The talks were just about passable. And on the Sunday, we were all heading home. The church, one of the church leaders came up to speak to me, and he said that the church wanted to give me a gift. They'd been praying about it that morning, and he felt that the Lord was calling them to gift me and my family a full clutch replacement for my red Renault Clio. I don't know about you, but my mechanic, my garage, they don't do gift cards. People don't usually do this kind of stuff. People don't usually gift each other full clutch replacements. But this was what the Lord had put on the hearts of these people at Plimstock Chapel. They showed creativity and initiative and just a fair amount of fun in wanting to be generous in this way. And we were glad to receive it. Those are the people I think of when I think of cheerful givers. Now, when we begin to realize that everything we have is ultimately a gift from God, that can't help but turn us into those who are grateful. It can't help but result in gratitude to God. And by that, I don't just mean a vague thankfulness or a warm, fuzzy feeling. I think the atheists and the secularists have that. I have atheist friends who would be quite happy saying, "Thanks, universe," if something good comes their way. Well, our thankfulness, Christian thankfulness, needs to be distinctive. It's going somewhere. It's thanks to God, verse 11, 12, and 15. Our gratitude goes to him. Yet so often we know that the opposite is true, isn't it? Joe read us that story from Luke 17. 10 were healed by Jesus, but only one came back, giving thanks and glory to God. It reminds me of some verses from Romans, speaking about all people at all times and in all places. Although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God or gave thanks to him as God. But their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. It turns out that the indicator, the actual way to tell whether someone really knows God or not, is whether they're thankful to him. And we're talking about a deep gratitude, not just a thanksgiving for possessions and circumstances, although those too are from God, but thanks to God for, verse 15, his indescribable gift. Thanks to God for Jesus. The song, "Yet Not I, But Through Christ in Me," says this: "What gift of grace is Jesus my Redeemer? There is no more for heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness and freedom, my steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace." Are you growing in gratitude? When you experience the world, do you experience it as gift? Are you growing in gratitude for God's indescribable gift, the Lord Jesus? So from gratitude springs generosity. And this is where the adventure really begins. I don't know what you felt as we were reading that passage, but there's so much freedom and fun and all different kinds of good that can come from generosity. you just have a look at some of the phrases that we've been looking at. We've looked at people sowing and reaping generously, people who are scattering their gifts to the poor, people who have then been made able by God to be generous on every occasion, people whose generosity will result in thanksgiving, people whose generosity is overflowing and is meeting need. Just the potentiality for good that comes from generosity is stunning. John Wesley put it something like this when he encouraged people to do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as you ever can. There was just the opportunity and the potentiality that comes with being a generous people. And I think the way we can move on in our generosity is by taking some of the things that we've talked about already and just making sure that they move from our heads to our hearts, because this has always been a heart thing. When we know in our hearts that everything we have is really a gift from God, that's going to move us towards generosity. When we know in our hearts that God has been abundantly generous to us in giving us the indescribable gift of Jesus, that's going to move us to generosity. And so, as we close here, I just want to ask, are you growing in generosity? Where can you sow more generously? And can you get started with it today? Well, let's take some of those words from our chapter this morning and turn them into prayer together. Lord, we pray that our church might increasingly be characterized as one that cheerfully gives. Lord, we pray that we wouldn't give reluctantly or under compulsion, but that we would give joyfully of our money and of our time and of our all that we have. Pray that we might give out of gratitude for all that you've given to us, and pray that this culture of cheerful giving might take its root in our church. Thank you for the stories we already see of many people being generous with all that they have, and we pray that you might grow it in us so that others might look on and praise you and give thanks to you for the generosity that they see in your people in this place. We praise and thank you for the gift of gifts, the Lord Jesus, in whose name we pray.